labeled the 100 deadliest days, which is a period between Memorial Day and Labor Day when fatal teen crashes increased dramatically, especially with many new drivers on the roadway during heavy traffic times in the construction season here in Iowa. I do have a couple tips for parents to keep teen drivers safe that we've seen over the years of traffic safety here in Marshall County. We want them to limit the passengers. When a teen driver has their friends in the car, the risk of a crash increases dramatically. Studies have shown that just two additional passengers increase the risk of a crash by 158%. We want to eliminate distractions. Obviously, we have the hands-free driving law. We just want to remind them it's not worth the risk. That text message, that TikTok video, or that snap can wait. We want them to focus on driving. And if they do need to interact with their phone, just make sure you pull over to a safe location so you can do so safely. Nighttime driving is a period of time where we see a lot of teen crashes. A lot of this comes down to reduced visibility, inexperience. They're not used to driving at night, driver drowsiness. These are all factors that make up driving at night more dangerous for teens. We want to remind our intermediate license holders, those are from age 16 to 17 years old, that they do have a curfew, what we call a curfew. That's 12:30 a.m. to 05 hours. They are restricted unless they have a DOT waiver. That's usually for work or school. Obey posted speed limits. Speed is a factor in more than 30% of all teen fatal crashes. Obviously, July 1st, some of our two-lane highways will be bumping up to 60 miles an hour. So we want to make sure we pay attention to those speed limits. They can greatly reduce the likelihood of being involved in a crash. Want them to pay attention, obviously, and we want them to scan the road ahead, remain alert, and prepare for hazards or traffic conditions. Like I said, the construction season is among us. There may be reduction of speeds in our zones. Number of lanes could reduce, and then lane shifts, and then obviously some detours. They can take effect during these construction season. And buckle up. Obviously, we want people to buckle up while in the car. All passengers should be buckled and remain safe. This has increased the survivability of severe crashes considerably over the last several years. And then we also want parents to have that conversation with their teen driver about drugs and alcohol, how they compare your ability for perception, attention, and coordination, reaction time, and other skills they need the driver to learn to be safe. Have that conversation with them. If they're in a place, if their driver, if the people are in the car with, do partake in controlled substances, make sure there's a plan ahead of time so they don't get in that car with them. And have the parents come pick them up at a different location. And we just want to make sure everyone gets home safe this summer.
Absolutely. Now, Joel, I'm going to ask you something, and we weren't really planning on talking about this, but I come to work really, really early in the morning, and, it's dark, obviously, and some drivers have really, really crazy bright headlights. And, you know, I'm blinking my lights going, okay, turn your brights off, and then I get upon them, and they're just normal lights. Are we ever going to get some legislation that is going to try to regulate how bright your headlamps can be?
I think that's probably coming here in the future with the technology advancing with our lights. Even in our patrol cars with some of our vehicles, the configuration, they are very bright. We've had some of our maintenance shops that provide maintenance for vehicles kind of turn the headlights down a little bit. That's basically adjusting them down towards the roadway. They are extremely bright. And then a lot of aftermarket headlights that people are putting in their cars, they do say for off-road use only or maybe regulated in your jurisdiction. So there is a restriction on how bright your lights can be. If you're thinking about upgrading to the brighter lights, it may help you to see, but it also blinds the other oncoming traffic, which could create some problems. So we want to make sure you always pay attention to those laws in your area.